Hi, my name is Mark. I've been working professionally as a web developer since 2009. I got started by making tiny HTML snippets for pay-per-click ads, and my responsibilities have grown tremendously since then. I've got my gripes about this profession, rest assured. I've had my headaches from working with Prototype and Scriptaculous, mucked with no conflicting that alongside jQuery, been worried about what's really inside of NPM packages, and I've been through my fair share of browser wars too. I remember when things were perfect at 960 wide, only to have this thing called responsive web design take foot. Then came progressive web apps and a gnarly series of coin flips on if I should use React, Vue, or Angular. That said, the evolution continues and my enthusiasm remains. I'm doing what I can one keystroke at a time, and I'm good with that. Recording out of North County, San Diego, I'm here to help put my city's digital savants on the forefront, talk tech, and find the proper moments of rest before burnout becomes a reality. So sit back and enjoy these next few minutes, and welcome to All Web SD. This episode is brought to you by the AI Exchange. Are you a professional tired of overly complicated, difficult, or time-consuming processes? Overwhelmed by all of the AI buzz? Do you need a single resource that could truly be your foundry in all things related to AI? Then check out this course, Prompting for AI Operations, brought to you by the AI Exchange, and get ahead in the AI revolution. Learn to break down business goals into tasks that can be executed by ChatGPT, and go beyond copy-paste and develop Prompting Sense, which helps you take your prompts to the next level. Just visit this link or click on the AI Exchange banner on the homepage of allwebsd.com. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Season 9 of allwebsd.com. This season is dedicated to my colleagues at the San Diego Futures Foundation, and today I'm in collaboration with Teresa Valenzuela, Community Outreach Manager for SDFF, and we're here to expand on a new initiative developed on their behalf called the Digital Divide. Teresa, it's been a long time. Welcome back. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing great, Mark. Thanks so much. I appreciate the time and I appreciate the space and the environment that you're allowing me to talk about the Digital Bridge Initiative. Should I just go on and go from there?
Absolutely. You know, before we do that, I want to have a little fun. It's been a while since you and I have had a chance to talk, break bread and such. Can we get a little personal, if you will?
Absolutely.
Fun personal.
Absolutely.
You've been doing a standing challenge. I want to know about that. What's going on with that? And what prompted you, if you will, incentivized you, inspired you to do this? You've been so open about it that I'm really interested. What's going on there?
Absolutely. So I'm an incomplete paraplegic, medically labeled as incomplete. And that's a good thing. What that means is that I'm partially paralyzed from the waist down. So I'm always trying to improve myself, Mark. I'm a part of quite a few different organizations, and one of them is called the Low Rollers Club. We meet online. We're global. And so we've got individuals that are disabled, non-disabled, and we all just get online. We meet Monday, Wednesday, Friday. And my health coach, he's been talking to me over and over. It's like, Teresa, come on, you get there, and then you kind of slide back. You get there, you kind of slide back.
Yeah.
What we found out is that if he gives me a challenge, I'll do it.
Nice. So what's an example of a challenge?
Baby Bites. The challenge was, hey, stand if you can. And I said, what'd you say? And he said, stand if you can. I challenge you to stand as long as you can one time a day. And then improve upon that. Beat yourself from yesterday as far as my time is concerned. So I went actually, Mark, from 5 minutes to 45 minutes. And guess what? I have been stood for 45 minutes in 32 years.
Whoa.
I paid for it.
Well, yeah. I mean, a little bit, trade-offs to everything. Yeah.
It got me so that I stand up. Our office just bought our company, San Diego Futures, just bought us some standing desk. And so I said, hey, you know, mental health is important to me. Ergonomics is important to me. We're too much technology. You need to step away from the desk, need to stand up, drink water. So I do all of those things, and I've encouraged, we've got a little thing here now going in the office in regard, hey, it's time to stand, let's go, drink some water.
Any of your peers with you on that challenge?
They are.
All right, good. You've got support. I love that. I love that. Everything's better. You can always do things by yourself, but having that community and that support always elevates it and 10Xs everything. So
absolutely.
I'm glad you found that within you. So yeah, I mean, now that we're there, for sure, let's go back to the digital bridge. Before you go ahead and break bread and run the gamut with this whole thing, I remember seeing this during one of the tours from your interview, and that's why I wanted to bring it up. If memory serves, in beginning of 2024, somewhere around that point, you had an open invite to several audiences here in the San Diego County region to retour San Diego Futures Foundation, if you will, some of the redesigns you did, and just giving us the odds and ends and the Q&A about what actually SDFF is doing from the ground up on a daily basis. Yes. And that stumbled upon me going from the warehouse, going up the stairs, all the way up and shaking hands and all that beautiful stuff. And then I landed on that piece of imagery right behind you called the Digital Bridge Initiative. So yes. In a nutshell, right now, what is the Digital Bridge Initiative all about?
Okay, Mark. Well, first let me start with, before we get into the Digital Bridge Initiative, let me tell you about the need for it.
Okay.
I can tell you right now that we've been very successful in partnership with the City of San Diego this past year in the Access for All program. So we go to not only libraries, but community centers and provide digital literacy services. And what we found is in our surveys and our recommendations and things of that nature from the community, the feedback from the community was, hey, can I buy a computer here? I don't want to go all the way to City Heights to purchase one. So think about it. We're in a prime location in City Heights, but nobody from North County is going to drive down here to get an affordable computer. East County, South Bay, right? Mm-hmm. So right. We did some brainstorming and thought about it. And it's like, you know, let's get this Digital Bridge Initiative. And it all starts with a van, a tech on the go van. To be able to take that, now I don't want to say tech on the go in regard to the City of San Diego, just a technology vehicle that's going to be loaded up with not only our affordable computers, we're going to be going to community host sites, like, for example, county libraries, and actually, host sites are not the issue. There are plenty all over the county.
Okay.
But then what we're going to do differently is we're going to have a SDFF digital learn instructor that's already doing the workshops and the presentations and the one-on-ones. But what we're doing differently is working with the workforce partnerships, bringing in interns so that they could get not only the book smart, but down in the warehouse, the hands-on part. Now, wait a minute, something different.
Okay.
Now they're going to go out and be community help desk technicians in person. I don't know. I've done research. I don't know that that's happening anywhere where you have the interns doing the home network support system in person. Now, perhaps they are. I just haven't found it yet. Mm-hmm. So here in San Diego, that's what we want to do. And then, of course, we're working with, San Diego Workforce, Able Disabled, Public Consulting Group, and many others in regard to being able to work with the interns to bring them in to create that talent pipeline, right? So that we're just readying the individuals to take their CompTIA and take to the next level in the tech ecosystem here in San Diego, Mark. So it's great.
So are the interns, deviating it just a tiny bit, the interns are CompTIA approved? Certified, excuse me?
Now, that's contingent upon funding.
Gotcha.
For example, what we have right now going on is Price Philanthropies is paying for and sponsoring Hoover High students. They've been doing it for years, and what they do is they purchase their CompTIA certifications. And so they're actually right now building a computer from the ground up.
Nice.
So so they're getting that hands-on experience. And so, yes, further CompTIA. Other than that, for example, workforce partnership groups, they're the ones that are paying for the CompTIA. Processing them.
And who are the ones actually? So what I'm getting from the impression of the Digital Bridge Initiative is that you've essentially mobilized your services so you can reach out to North County people like me, who, yes, full disclosure, it is hard to get down the 15 on a hard day to get to City Heights.
Yes.
However, I've been throughout all of San Diego, lived throughout all of San Diego, that I know the nuances. and I can find my way. However, not that many people can. At any rate, so you're telling me in a nutshell, if I didn't know any further about the Digital Bridge Initiative, is that you've mobilized your current services to extend outward outside of City Heights, so you're a little bit more accessible. And we're looking to model this Digital Bridge Initiative under four different tiers that we'll describe as we move forward with this conversation in how we could possibly help. Is that kind of what I'm getting into right now?
You're on point. And not only are you on point, we've already done it with the city of San Diego.
Nice.
We're working with the county of San Diego. I do want to give you just a bit of a backstory on how we got formed, because we're coming up on our 25 years anniversary.
Yes, you are. Please.
And that was, we were formed as a result in 1999 of the county outsourcing its IT services. Never heard of ever before. It had never been done. It was successful. And we've been, ever since then, been with the county of San Diego. They've had different vendors, and our current vendor right now is Periton. And Periton is a terabyte supporter in regard to the funding that they provide for us. In fact, if it wasn't for Periton, we wouldn't exist.
Understood. And we'll definitely get further down the road with this conversation to talk about different types of audiences, that are similar to Periton. And, you know, here, anyone listening, especially inside of the San Diego County region, that find themselves to be equivalent to that or of similar nature to that, you might want to explore the reasons why we're having this conversation today. Absolutely. Okay, so obviously the next loaded question, and we're going to keep moving forward, because behind Teresa's beautiful chair, she's got four different tiers that we're about to get into. But before we get into that, do you have any final thoughts on just the broad level explanation that we're trying to give everybody here about the Digital Bridge Initiative? Anything?
What I'd like to say is that we've been in business. We're in the business of improving lives. We've been doing it for 25 years. We're well established in San Diego County.
Yes, you are.
And so we're really, could you imagine if workforce development and tech companies tapped into our resources, that we'd create that ecosystem, that talent pipeline, you know, where you're able to get individuals, students from Hoover High, from Clark, from just all the different schools that are right here in our area, eager, ready to learn.
Understood. Actually, you've surfaced one or two more questions before we get into these different types of contributions that anyone here in San Diego could do.
Absolutely.
You have any success stories or something noteworthy that is built, that's already been yielded because of this initiative, or just some fun story that we've already got right out the gate, or interesting story, or, you know, hard story? Honestly, let's be honest about it, because these things that you're doing are not easy, especially when you're in a nonprofit sector doing things with limited resources, so you're faced with more constraints. So, you know, I want the realness of it all, if you will.
Sure.
Whatever you can provide. I don't want to step on anyone's toes.
Absolutely. Actually, the success stories are too many to mention. But in regard to this, particularly in regard to the Digital Bridge specifically, and the interns that have gone through here, you know, our primary sponsor, Periton, has picked up an individual, and they're working there with them as well. Axiom Bank has picked up an individual. The County of San Diego has picked up an individual. The Navy has picked up an individual. Not only did the Navy pick up an individual, they picked up a blind individual. It opened the door so that they could come in and be able to work with them, and they were able to make any kind of adjustments necessary. So we've got story after story of individuals that have come through and build their lives. I want to touch on we also provide nonprofit computers to nonprofits. And just in that alone, Mark, I can tell you, as far as the success stories, it really didn't really hit me the impact that we have on San Diego County and the nonprofits that we serve as well. Okay. You know, we're also providing computers for nonprofits that, for example, deal with individuals that have been tortured. I know that's a little deep subject, but what they're able to do with the computers that we get and the interns that we provide and the community support that we provide is rebuild their lives.
Interesting.
Literally.
After this call, you know what, and after all is said and done here, I'd really like to know, I guess, just give a quick, maybe a few links, if you will, to these other organizations that you work with, because they deserve some spotlight as well.
Absolutely.
Even though that's indirectly related to this.
Yes.
To this conversation right now. But still, by you saying this, it prompts me to say something is important there. So let's get that once we're all done here for today. All right. So I this is a really loaded, fuzzy kind of question. Maybe not, because this is the business aspect of it all inside of the nonprofit world. If this is loaded with your own personal bias, great. But if this has more so been formulated already as an answer, cool. Now I'm on the same page. How would you define success for this type of program? Digital Bridge Initiative. What would you say? What would put me to bed tonight and being like, okay, mission accomplished. We did it. This mission, this is fulfilled. And the reason why I ask that is because for each tier that we talk about moving forward that intends potentially to contribute to this, we should know what that is as well.
Absolutely. Let me start off, Mark, by saying I'm the last of the baby boomers. I was born in 1964.
I'm an elder millennial, so we'll separate context and perspective together, and let's see how we dance with this one, okay?
Okay, sounds good. Love your language, absolutely. As a young little Mexican girl, yes. I didn't even know that the concept that this was a possibility, that there were, you know, places that I can go that would help me to be able to get into a career that would even change the generational income that we've had in our family. Wow. So what I would like to see is more Black and brown little girls and boys that are able to access these resources, you know, not only, and I don't want to limit to Black and brown or, you know, like that, but individuals that are low income, you know, refugees. I mean, anybody that's had a hard life.
Absolutely. And that's what I wanted to set the stage for next, is because this is really what it's about. Yes, let's be honest. There is a barrier to the Black and brown communities and lower income communities, lower served communities, if you will. I mean, I'm not going to be foolish about it, okay? I can open my eyes and I could look at City Heights, and I can open my eyes and I can look at Coronado, and I can see there's a difference. That's not to attack anyone. That's not to attack any region.
No, but
it's
just
to simply put the obvious that these are the real dynamics that we work with in real life. This isn't a fuzzy situation. This is just look in your own counties, wherever you live, if you're happening to listen to this, and you can see that there's a stark contrast in where people are being supported and served and where resources are more streamlined or accessible, if that makes sense.
We have the evidence of that, don't we, in regard to the digital divide redlining. Are you aware of the redlining with it in regard to the telecommunications? You know, putting certain restrictions on as far as the internet is concerned and the cost of them. Well, they redline all the poor areas, just like they did back in the day with real estate.
Well, see, that's something to consider, and that honestly is its own episode in itself. That should be centered, because I don't want to gloss over that and just say that is that, and then we move on. Because something like that requires a lot of cross-cutting between different personalities outside of myself to get to a deeper understanding and a deeper meaning of that.
Sure.
But yes, I'm not gonna put a blind eye to what you just said right there.
I'm gonna
put a footnote in it, actually, and
say pause so
on
much.
That, and then we'll talk about that later on a more important stage, all by itself. Excellent. That being said, now that we know how to set the game up, right, you're going to be my pseudo Vanna White, because you know what? Pat Sajak just recently retired from Wheel of
Fortune. Yes, he did.
So, you know, there you go. That's something, you know, elder millennials and baby boomers can have in common, is that we had Pat Sajak all the time.
Thanks again for listening in. Remember, I'm here to foster innovation through conversation. So if you'd like to continue this discussion or any topics previously discussed, go head first into our Discord server by clicking the link on the footer of allwebsd.com. Otherwise, you can find me on occasion at San Diego Tech Hub's monthly meetups. For more details on that, go to meetup.com/San Diego Tech Hub. Thanks and aloha.